Join me today is Brian Nurbin with the Minnesota DNR Regional Fisheries. Wanted to visit with you a little bit. The opener is here, and I like to call it the unofficial kickoff to summer. And Stillwater is the host city. Your thoughts on it being here in Stillwater?
I think it's really cool to highlight the St. Croix River as a fishing destination. I think that people think of Stillwater as the place to go antiquing or maybe to go ride bikes on the bike trail or something like that. But there's this awesome fishery right here out your door, right where we're at right now, that people can, from the Twin Cities, in half an hour you can be here and have some fantastic fishing. And here in Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes, I think a lot of people think about fishing and they think automatically, oh, I got to go to a lake to go to do that. But our rivers have some outstanding fishing too, so it's really cool to highlight that opportunity.
And you know, when we talk about river fishing, I think the river can be a little intimidating for some people. Is there quite a bit of a difference from, you know, from lake fishing to river fishing?
There can be. It depends on, obviously, the river you're at. What's sort of unique about the St. Croix is it's kind of a mix of both. So here, the reason they call it Stillwater, right, is because actually the water's pretty still here because it kind of turns more lake-like as the St. Croix flows toward the Mississippi. So from here downstream, they actually call it Lake St. Croix sometimes as well because it's a little bit more lake-like. But then there's also still some unique river sort of characteristics to it too. The fish species you can catch here are much more diverse, and that's just because of a river having all of these different habitats and all these different species that can live there too.
And have you fished on this river before?
I have.
Okay, and I have to ask, what did you catch?
I actually have caught two different times lake sturgeon out of the St. Croix River. Not in season right now, unfortunately, so people won't be able to target those quite yet, but I actually caught like a 50-plus inch lake sturgeon here just last fall.
Wow, and was that exciting to catch?
That was probably one of the top highlights of my fishing life, honestly. Because until you actually have a fish like that on the line, you don't know how strong those fish are. And one of the lake sturgeon that I caught, a fish that, again, that was 50 inches plus, they leapt completely out of the water. And so to have a fish that big clear the water while you're trying to battle it and reel it in, it's a total thrill.
I was talking with another DNR, Brad, earlier, and he said the same thing about coming out of the water. Do we have any idea why sturgeon do that?
You know, there's a lot of theories out there. Some people think that it's like that they like have itchy skin and so they want to splash in the water or something like that. Some people think they want to get a look around and see what's around them. I don't think we really know, but we do know that there are species that jumps, not just when you're trying to reel them in where they're trying to get away and trying to shake that hook out, but you'll literally randomly when you're floating on a canoe down the river, there goes a sturgeon leaping out of the water all of a sudden. I don't know why. As a fish biologist, people think I should have all the answers, but there's some things that are still mysteries to us.
I think I'm just going to go with itchy skin. As I itch my back now, thinking about an itchy sturgeon. Okay, reel it back in, Tasha. Reel it back in. Oh, boy. And another thing I wanted to talk to you about, you know, with you working within the DNR, is the outlook for fishing looking going into the opener? I mean, I know you don't have a magic eight ball, but, you know, just conditions, weather, that type of thing.
I think things are shaping up to be really good this year, to be honest. So we've had kind of a weird spring, which it always is, right? You know, it goes up and down. It's Minnesota for you, right? The waters are still kind of cool, but at the same time, they're warming right now. The spawning has already kind of wrapped up for a lot of the species like walleye that people are going to be targeting. And so those fish are moving off the spawning grounds back to their more sort of summertime haunts. And the other thing that happens when they're done with that spawning activity is they're hungry because they've had other things on their mind for a few weeks.
Itchy backs.
So now they're like, all right, now I gotta find something to eat. And so while they're finding something to eat, sometimes that thing they find is the thing you've got on the end of your line.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to have some anglers that are going to be really happy because they're going to probably have a good chance to catch some fish tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Happy to do it. It's been great.
Thank you.